الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد. Respected friends, when we analyze the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that he was a representation of every good quality that is out there. You talk about truthfulness, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most truthful. You speak about determination, he was the most determined, no matter what the situation was. You speak about connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam endeavored to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the most. So like you know, every Thursday we choose some virtue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or some noteworthy ethic of his, and we try to apply it in our life, and hopefully bring about rectification and betterment. So today we're going to speak about, briefly, the determination of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the worst of moments, when he's surrounded by trials and tribulations, he doesn't forget the quality of hope and determination. For example, we see the narration of Ghawrath ibn al-Harith. Ghawrath bin Harith was a rebellious disbeliever in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whilst once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was out in a campaign with his companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were taking some rest under a tree. And it was not as we presume to be. SubhanAllah, this is a culture, once again, a cultural element that we've built up. When we imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what do we imagine? The Sahaba are surrounding him from all areas. Nobody's walking in front of him. He has an entourage. But like I told you, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was simple in this regard. He wouldn't walk around with an entourage, as we presume. You know, today if there's a high-profile person, maybe a high-profile scholar, or somebody who's famous in the business line of work, they have to have people walking behind them. The Prophet ﷺ, مَا تَخَلَّفَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ أَحَدٍ. The riwayat is in Ibn Majah. The narration is in Ibn Majah, where, you know, profoundly it's mentioned, nobody followed around the Prophet ﷺ. Even in this case, in fact, in some narrations it's mentioned, inshallah we'll go in details with regards to this at another time, that when he came into Medina from the migration, people were confused, who's Muhammad? Allahu Akbar, this was the simplicity of Rasulullah. People didn't know who Muhammad was, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, until it's mentioned in one narration, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu shaded him with a piece of cloth from the sun, and then people with their intellect realized, okay, this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was how simple the Prophet was. So even in this occasion, the people dispersed. Somebody under their tree, another under their own tree. The Prophet ﷺ, like a normal person, under his own tree. When this rebellious disbeliever approaches, and he snatches the sword of Rasulullah ﷺ, which is hung on the tree, whilst the Prophet is taking rest, and abruptly wakes the Messenger ﷺ up, points the sword at him and says, مَنْ يَمْنَعُكَ مِنِّي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Who is going to protect you from me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So what does the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? When all doors are locked, they say when all doors are locked, push those doors. Say Bismillah, push those doors. When you think there's no way out, try your best. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned in the tafasir, the exegesis of the Holy Quran, that Zulaykha, the wife of the king, locked all seven doors behind her as she approached the chamber of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. But the scholars say when you're stuck in a trial and all those doors are locked behind you, Bismillah, one door opens. Bismillah, the second door opens. Trust the Almighty coupled with your efforts. Oftentimes I think it's my efforts which are going to bring about solutions. No, sometimes it's my efforts coupled with the help of the Almighty. Or the help of the Almighty, I should say the other way around. Allah's help coupled with my efforts. And you would never think at times how Allah makes it a way out for you from the most stickiest of situations. So he points the knife or the sword at the Prophet ﷺ and he says, مَنْ يَمْنَعْكَ مِنِّي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. So the Prophet ﷺ boldly says, Allah. Second time he does the same, مَنْ يَمْنَعْكَ مِنِّي يَا مُحَمَّدٍ. Who's going to prevent you from me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So what does the Prophet ﷺ say? Allah. And for a third time, when he says that name of Allah with conviction, with devotion, with determination, the knife, the sword, I keep saying knife, the sword falls out from the hand of Ghawrath. The sword falls out from the hand of Ghawraf, and the Prophet ﷺ now takes charge of the sword and he points it at Ghawraf. Right? And he says, "Mayyamnaka minni." Who's going to protect you now? You don't believe in God. If you do believe in a God, you believe in gods of woods and stone. Who's going to protect you now? So what does Ghawraf say? Allahu Akbar. Kun khayra minni. Or in one narration, kun khayra akhidin. Be good to me, don't be like me. I know I was bad to you. Be the better of the two, be the better person. So the Prophet ﷺ, he takes this opportunity for da'wah. At times we lived amidst colleagues for years on, but they never want to approach Islam because of our negative conduct. Or we don't take the opportunity of inviting them in the best of manners towards Islam. The best of manners is not this. قول قول قول, say, do this, do that. This is Islam, that is Islam. No, this action is the best da'wah that you can do to another person. It's not always about handing out pamphlets. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when you look at the Asian, Asian peninsula, Asia, and how da'wah and deen was established there, it was all through conduct. But today nobody can say be a Muslim, because at one time people would say, go to the Muslims and do business with them. And nowadays people are saying, I'd rather do business with a non-Muslim. Revive your conduct and character. What does he say? Kun khayran minni. Be better than me. So the Prophet ﷺ takes this opportunity as a means of da'wah. He says, tashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Do you bear witness that there is no God but Allah? So he says, la. He says, no. With all due respect, you're giving me da'wah, but no. Look, the Prophet didn't take advantage of him. La, but because I saw your conduct, because I saw what a great man you are, because of these aforementioned reasons, أُعَاهِدُكْ أَنْ لَا أُقَاتِلَكْ وَلَا أَكُون مِمَّنْ يُقَاتِلُونَكْ. I promise you that I won't be the rebel that I am. I promise you I won't fight you, and I won't be among that rebellious group, the disbelieving group which fights you. One moment, wretched enemy. The second moment, became a beloved. He goes back to his nation and he says, أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ جِئْتُكُم مِّنْ عِنْدِ خَيْرِ النَّاسِ. O people, I have come to you from the best of people. The best of people. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there are some conditions to have this fulfilled. The best condition that we can name right now is determination coupled with patience. وَلَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. This conduct that I mentioned about, repelling evil with good, only those with perseverance and patience could do it. Otherwise, if you're raging at other people, or if you, in a fit of rage, say bad things to people, then they'll never be close to you. They'll always run away from you. And the Prophet ﷺ, this wasn't his only point of determination. At times, at the worst of situations when literally you would be bleeding, when his qawm, when his nation would beat him to such an extent where blood would be profusely flowing out of his body, he would raise his hands, he would wipe the blood, and he would say, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my nation, for they know not what they're doing to their Prophet. Forgive the nation, because they know not what they're doing to their Prophet. You want to unite a broken family? This is the determination that you need to have. You want to join two brothers? This is the sabr that you need to have. Otherwise, if you fight fire with fire, then you're just going to burn down California, as you see what's happening, right? You're just going to burn down your entire family. That's why one person in the family needs to be that cold water. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal says, I've been married for 40 years, but not once did I have an argument. Why? What is my level of determination? When she begins yapping, I stay shut. When I begin yapping, she stays shut. And it takes two hands to clap. At the end of the day, brothers and sisters, brothers and elders, we need to revive this prophetic conduct and character. And this is the purpose of us coming to this world, to become embodiments of the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to inspire all of us, and we ask Allah to make us, above all, good people. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ